There's been another suicide bombing in Jerusalem. Today, a young woman blew herself up outside a crowded Jerusalem market just as a bus pulled into a bus stop. Six people were killed, scores wounded. The bomb went off just a few hours after Secretary of State Colin Powell held talks with Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, the beginning of Powell's mission to stop the spiraling violence. Powell traveled to Jerusalem, urging Sharon to pull his troops out of Palestinian cities on the West Bank, a message Sharon has resisted. Today's bombing is only likely to harden Sharon's stance. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Ariel Sharon has insisted that Israel's military offensive on the West Bank is aimed at stopping attacks like the one today. But few in Israel really believe that the offensive will stop all such attacks, and today's blast was evidence, according to one commentator on Israel radio, that Operation Defensive Shield, as it's called, has not succeeded. Secretary of State Powell came to Jerusalem convinced of the need to reach a ceasefire and return to political negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. He emphasized that after a long first meeting with Sharon.
We do understand what terrorism is, and as we have responded to terrorism, we know that Israel has a right to respond to terrorism. The question is, how do we get beyond just the response? What is the next step? How do we get past that?
Over 19 months of violence and 2 weeks of concentrated military operations, the two sides have not been able to get past that, and today's bombing will just make things worse. Powell was speaking before the bombing, insisting that Israel must take steps to leave Palestinian territories it's occupied over the past 2 weeks.
We believe, as a friend of Israel, we have to take note of the long-term strategic consequences of the incursions that are underway and its effect on other nations in the region and the international climate. And I hope we can find a way to come into agreement on this point of the duration of the operations and get back to a track that will lead to a political settlement.
For days before Powell's arrival here, Sharon has been telling the Israeli public that he would not bend before American pressure, that he would not end the offensive on the West Bank before, in his mind, it achieved its objectives. Israeli troops have withdrawn from 24 Palestinian villages on the West Bank, but that is seen here as merely a token gesture. Fighting stopped 2 days ago, but Israeli troops still control the main cities of Nablus, Jenin, Ramallah, and Bethlehem. Palestinians are confined to their homes throughout the West Bank. Appearing with Powell after their talks today, Sharon underscored his commitment to continue fighting the Palestinian militias and suicide bombers.
Israel is waging a war against the infrastructure of Palestinian terrorism, and Israel hopes to conclude this war very soon. Terror cannot coexist with peace. The suicide bombers' terrorism represents a danger for Israel and for the entire free world.
After today's bombing, senior Israeli government officials renewed their appeal to Powell not to meet with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat tomorrow. Powell is tentatively scheduled to see Arafat in his besieged compound in Ramallah on the West Bank. Many Palestinian leaders suggested the bombing today came in response to the devastation of the recent Israeli bombardment, especially of Jenin. The bomber was a young woman from Jenin, according to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, which claimed responsibility. The Al-Aqsa Brigade is an outgrowth of Fatah, Arafat's political faction. Marwan Kanafani, a spokesman for Arafat in Gaza, urged Powell to pursue his peace mission despite the bombing.
I'm not saying that this thing is a reaction to an Israeli action. I'm saying the whole situation and the environment that Mr. Sharon managed successfully to put all of us in will make such incidents possible. And I think that Secretary Powell should take this incident as another incentive to work harder towards convincing Mr. Sharon that military escalation might make it worse, and we don't want that to happen.
Late today, Powell condemned the bombing, saying it shows both sides need to push ahead efforts to make peace. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.